I'm curious because I know you treat AML. When these patients do develop AML, how are they usually treated?
So I'd say the advances in acute leukemia are certainly deepening the bench for us greatly with MPN-associated acute leukemia. I mean, historically, our guidelines really focus again on the issue of transplant. Is there a curative path or not? You know, what we know about MPNs that progress to AML are a few things. One, they clearly are higher risk individuals. It's very much like MDS patients who change to acute leukemia. They tend to be more refractory to induction chemotherapy. They don't tend to be able to be cured with chemotherapy alone. So, is there a curative path? Meaning, are they a transplant candidate? And if so, our focus is on induction or a significant cytoreduction of the acute leukemia burden, followed fairly rapidly by a transplant. If they have a good response to initial therapy for AML, they're unlikely to have a durable response, so they would need to go to transplant quickly. The preferred non-study therapy are hypomethylating agents. They are active in these patients. It very much is akin to the MDS type situation. And I have had patients that have been able to be on maintenance hypomethylating agents for some amount of time in that interim after progressing to acute leukemia.
So I have to ask you, because I've just been fascinated by what I've been hearing over the past year about the use of venetoclax, specifically with hypomethylating agents in AML. Just kind of curious if you have any experience with it, and do you have any experience in these patients with it?
So certainly we have been using it at our center with some success. I think it's an exciting combination. There is not specific data yet in this exact group of patients, so I've not had a chance to use it together yet, but I do think it is an important consideration, and I think it's likely to be active for these individuals. There is a parallel study ongoing now for patients that have not transformed with the parallel drug of navitoclax in patients with myelofibrosis that we believe likely will be active as well. You know, so this class is probably active, and you're right, that may well impact our non-study therapy. I think the other impacts of the newly approved therapies are in the targeted setting. You know, so we have the IDH1 and IDH2 inhibitors. Perhaps they may play a role. Those mutations can be present in these patients. CD33 positive patients, we may consider gemtuzumab. However, that is not highly expressed in this particular group of AML type patients.